Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 22nd episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, lead storyteller at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, where we are now in year number 26 of Making Merry Online. Way back in 2010, when we very nervously published our first podcast episode, we could not have foreseen what podcasting would become in the world of Christmas, and this episode just showcases what a great thing it is now online. We learned long ago that the Christmas community online has a variety of subsets. Folks who specialize both in the interest of and the expertise in the many different things that make up the modern Christmas. There are the light guys who deck the halls with electric splendor around the world with massive online communities of their own. There are the Christmas foodies, the radio geeks, the movie fans, the audiophiles, the Santa Clauses, the Pinterest ladies, the elf on the shelfers, the collectors, the crafters, the singers, and now there are the podcasters. And like we have seen before in the Christmas community online, there's a commonality in our love of Christmas. No matter what our specialty is, we tend to get together to celebrate Christmas in ever unique ways. This year, and this merry episode is really pleased to be part of it. We have seven Christmas podcasters who have come together to tell one great Christmas story. How awesome is this? A man by the name of Butch Bailey, known I think to just about all of us podcasters with a presence on Twitter, well, he's a great fan of Christmas and Christmas podcasts, and as a fan of many podcasts, he threw out the suggestion that maybe a bunch of us Christmas podcasters could do something together. Well, a little poll was taken, a few ideas were tossed out, and before you knew it, decisions were made. And over Thanksgiving weekend, these fine folks stepped up to the microphone and did something none of us planned to do this year at all. And it's a great, great thing, and dare I predict it, perhaps the start of a new tradition. Now, I'm going to say something I've never said before and will likely never say again. If you are a regular listener of the Merry Little Podcast and the Merry Podcast, I urge you to stop listening right now and hear this story from the beginning. Our story is not long, and it's not known to a ton of people, but it's a great story. First published in 1912, it's 105 Christmases ago, folks. This story by John Kendrick Bangs kind of reminds me a little bit of the 1947 movie It Happened on Fifth Avenue. It tells the story of a stormy Christmas Eve that threw seven guys together and how they found purpose in a singular Santa effort. Episode number one of this story begins at ChristmasPastPodcast.com, and you can follow along from there as I think each of us has the links to our own pages about every little episode, the seven portions of this story that come together. Now, if you are new to our Merry Little Podcast here and joining us to participate in this story, I welcome you as we now take up part seven of our story, the exciting and heartwarming conclusion to the House of Seven Santas. But at last, even the strenuous nature of the guest began to show signs of the day's inroads upon his strength, and when the hour for the departure of the suburbanites came shortly before four, and they all gathered around to bid him their adieus, they were hardly surprised to find him cuddled up on the bearskin rug before the fire, fast asleep, with his tin trumpet hugged tightly to his breast. "Well, we're a great lot," said Dobley suddenly. "We can't all go off and leave him here alone? What the dickens are we going to do? Don't bother, said Ricketts from the depths of the lounge, where he had been trying for some minutes to get a much-needed rest. I hadn't anything on hand, boys. Leave him to me. I'll take care of him. I move we all meet here tomorrow, said Grantham, and see what's to be done with the kid. Ricketts rose up from the lounge and started to speak, but he was interrupted by the doctor. Did any of you think to ask the little tad his name, he inquired.
Well, that's where I come in, boys, said Ricketts. You needn't bother your heads about his name or his tomorrow. I'll take care of both. You men have provided him with the joys of today, pretty substantial joys, too, as those of us who have helped him to enjoy them can testify. As a heartless old bachelor, bundleless and forlorn, I was unable to qualify on the toy end of things, but when it comes to names, I'll give him one as my contribution to his Christmas possessions.
Well, good for you, Billy, laughed Dobley. Would you mind telling us what it is to be, so that we can put him on our visiting list?
Not in the least, returned Ricketts, with an affectionate glance at the boy. He is to be known henceforth as William Ricketts, Jr.
William Ricketts, Jr., cried the others, almost in one voice.
Precisely, said Ricketts, turning and facing them. From now on, you fellows will have to quit putting it all over me because you have children and I haven't. I've come into a ready-made family, rather unexpectedly, but there it is. It's mine, and I'm going to keep it. I've been without one too long, and after what I've tasted this day, I find that I have acquired a thirst for paternity that can never be cured. Tomorrow, I propose to adopt our small guest here formally, by due process of law.
But where do we come in on this? Cried Grantham. It's bully of you, old man, but we can't permit you to shoulder the whole burden of this.
Shut up, Gran, retorted Ricketts, with an affection of fine scorn. You and the rest of this bunch are nothing but a lot of blooming uncles. And by the way, gentlemen, he added with a courtly bow, I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for your kindness to my son. Good night. And with that, six of the exiles passed out into the twilight and hurried back to their own fireside, leaving Ricketts to his own. And that is why, too, that the club servants, when they came to make their rounds that night before turning out the lights, were surprised to find old Billy Ricketts lying fast asleep in the warm embrace of the richly upholstered armchairs of the lounging room before the blazing log fire on the hearth, with a mite of a boy curled up in his lap, and his little red head snuggled closely to the manly chest of his protector, and a happy little smile upon his lips that showed that his dreams were sweet, and that in those arms he felt secure from the trials of life. There was that upon the faces of both that gave the watchers pause, and they refrained from waking them, merely turning out the electric lights and tiptoeing softly out of the room, leaving the sleepers bathed in the mellow glow of the dancing flames. Two lonely hearts had come into their own in the house of Seven Santas. Thanks for joining us on this special and historic episode of the Merry Little Podcast. Someday you, too, will be able to tell your great-grandchildren that you were here for this. I'd like to thank my fellow podcasters for their talent, their time, and their contributions to Christmas Online. There's Brian Earle of ChristmasPastPodcast.com, a guy I've got to get to know better because you know how much I relish and love to talk about Christmas past and Christmas history. Of course, we already know forum member and the uber talented and very funny Mr. Tim Babb of the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, a good friend and steady contributor to all things Christmas Online. Also our friends Anthony, Julia, and Tom from that great movie show Tis the Podcast, also members now at the Merry Forums. We also thank Joseph Wade of ChristmasCreeps.com and Craig from the ever-entertaining WeirdChristmas.com and Rick Reynolds of the Holiday Special Podcast. We can't wait to hear more from each of you. We've got each of these folks linked on our various pages, and I hope you take the time to listen to their great Christmas offerings. There is just a ton now to hear in terms of Christmas Online, thanks to folks like these. We invite you to stick with us at MyMerryChristmas.com year-round as we head into year number 27. And if you like to talk Christmas, join us online at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, where Christmas just never, ever stops. For all of us at My Merry Christmas and for this merry band of Christmas podcasters, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.